Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He was born a father to a barn on a Christmas day when the New York Times said God is
dead. Well, there's a little music on behalf of, in honor of our UK guest this half hour. Sir Elton bringing this back, one of my favorites. That's Levon. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with a new friend, but soon to not be a new friend. We're going to get him back. He's got more to teach us. Grant Leboff is here. He's the joining us from the UK, from North London. He's the author of Digital Marketing. He's the leader of the Sticky Marketing Club LTD company, and he's an expert in helping people blend the selling that they have to do to keep, we all have to do to keep our doors open, with the new expectations of our customers, right, Grant?
That's exactly right. Yeah, customer journeys are changing, their access to information, their expectations are changing. So absolutely, as businesses, we have to meet those expectations.
Yep, absolutely. So you've got three, in your book, you talk about three different steps that we should work on. The big idea, why it matters, and key messages. Tell us about those.
Yeah, so I just talk about, you know, before you go online, you really have to think about how you're going to present yourself. I say a lot of the things that people get wrong when they go online are not tactical, they're strategic. So I say there are three kind of core elements to building your online identity. One of those is your ethos. What is the purpose behind your business? Because as you know, Jim, you're in media as well. Media works on stories. You know, if people are in social media, we've got to tell stories now. And in sales, we always told stories. So when we go online, we've got to have a story to tell. We've got to say, what's the bigger vision? What's the bigger picture that we're trying to achieve as a business and organization that's going to excite our customers? And it's that sense of purpose, that ethos, which is that narrative that we create that brings people in. So that's kind of tip number one, as
mm-hmm.
it were.
Mm-hmm. And that's really important because you're right. People love stories, don't they? They like taking in information in the form of stories. And so if you can find a way to put your message, your value proposition, your relevance proposition, your call to action in a story, people will be more receptive of it. Okay, what's the next one?
Yeah, so the second one is to have an absolutely clinical idea of your value proposition. And I will say to people, if you can't say it in 12 words or less in a compelling mm-hmm. way, go back to the drawing board and say it again, because, you know, in a world of Twitter of 140 characters,
yeah.
in a world of online where people's attention spans are smaller and smaller, unless you can catch their attention quick and say something that makes them think, aha, I hadn't thought that, well, that's interesting,
right.
You're never going to grab anybody's attention.
You've
got
to be the shiniest object, don't you?
absolutely right. It's like
your squirrel's tail has to be the one that flickers the most.
Right. Absolutely.
And
it's information architecture. Read the headline and then go to the body copy. You've got to give them
there
the headline.
Go. Key messages.
Yeah, absolutely right. And then the last tip is what a lot of people miss in this. I mean, my background is cognitive behavior. And we all say no one can make a decision without emotion being involved. Antonio Damasio, who's one of the leading psychologists in the world today, he says human beings are feeling machines that think, not thinking machines but feel.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, you've got to understand, what is the emotional proposition that you have for your customer? In other words, are you selling candles or romance? You need to understand what the emotional proposition is, because the language that you use, the colors that you use, the imagery that you use, which, as you know, is very important online, that's got to conjure up the right feelings. Otherwise, you may end up in a situation where you don't get the sale, you don't get the engagement. So it's very important to think of that as well, which in business, I think sometimes people miss.
Absolutely. And folks, I want to remind you, the book is called Digital Selling. It's available wherever books are sold, by Grant Leboff, L-E-B-O-F-F. How to use social media and the web to generate leads and sell more. Now, don't get excited. Pull your seatbelts tight, because I'm going to give you a little bit of a jolt right here. I've asked Grant, who's in the UK right now, and they've had their own political eruption over there in the last 12 months, as we have here in America with the election of Donald Trump. You guys had something called Brexit, and I've asked Grant to give us about a two-minute review of what's going on over there, and what's it like being just a private citizen observing this sea change in England and Europe. Go ahead, Grant.
Yeah, well, it's really interesting, Jim, because, I think, there are a lot of parallels always. I spent quite a bit of time in the U.S. myself, and there's a lot of parallels between our two nations. And like you said, you've had your political sort of upheaval. We've had ours with Brexit. And it's really divided the nation. The referendum was on a knife edge, and the Leave campaign to leave the European Union, they only just won. And that's left the nation really polarized between those that really never wanted to go and those that obviously did. So we're pretty polarized right now. And you can go into any bar and start a conversation. It can get pretty heated pretty quick.
Right.
And I suppose from a business point of view, for the business listeners out there, the biggest problem for us at the moment is uncertainty. No one knows what Brexit means, really. We have to trigger a thing called Article 50 to actually leave. So although we voted to leave, our Prime Minister here, Theresa May, hasn't actually triggered Article 50 yet. And until she does so, the official sort of two-year
process doesn't
start.
So you guys are kind of in limbo, aren't you? And is that hurting the economy?
Yes, so it's in limbo. I mean, the economy at the moment is surprisingly robust, funnily enough, which it killed the pound, as you know. I mean, anybody in America at the moment wants to come over to the UK.
Should be going
now.
That's
right. Everything's cheap. Come over now, right?
Yeah.
Everything's cheap. Yeah, I mean, it's killed the pound and the value of the pound, and now we're starting to see goods in the shops go up as imports have dried up, and therefore it's going to affect inflation.
Grant.
So we're going to start to see ramifications.
Thank you for your time. Thank you for that report. Will you come back? You got more to teach us.
I'd love to. Thanks, Jim, and thanks for having me.
Okay, we'll have you back again. Grant Leboeuf, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.